Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Yes, sir. This is Evan calling back.
Evan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I was just informed that you were like a...
Yeah, we're terminating the service. It's getting a little bit too invasive. And also, our we didn't start getting scams and stuff coming through our Dalton cleaning situation until we turned over access to your company. We've never had a problem. I've had that website. I've had that Facebook page for years now. Never had a problem.
So you turned over access.
And then all of a sudden we started getting all of these scamming, which your company is saying scams, but it's saying that it's coming from the administration that's going to terminate it because it's being, our website is being misused.
Those are just spoof messages that just come sometimes because you're being integrated.
Yeah, they're coming every day. Like, I see one or two, but they're literally coming every day. Every day.
Yeah.
So, I'm just being honest with you. Like, I understand where you're coming from. And like I told the lady a minute ago, I was all gung-ho for this. But the level of information that you guys are asking for leaves my company totally vulnerable. There's nobody in this world that, like I said, and I gave her the analogy. I said, what if somebody that you just started doing business with came and asked you for your birth certificates and your social security numbers? So that's the level of information that you guys are asking from us, which is crazy. You understand what I'm saying? It's very invasive, and it leaves us very vulnerable, and it doesn't leave us settled properly. There's no company on the face of the earth that's going to give people that kind of access besides people who are CEOs or that runs their company. So that's
What specific information or documents are we wanting to get from you that you just aren't comfortable with?
I mean, they're asking for, I've had them ask for EIN numbers, social numbers, address, likeness, access to our website. I mean, I think that's enough right there. You know what I mean? I feel like I don't have to go any further. I mean, that would leave anybody feeling a little vulnerable. You guys are an ad company. So I didn't have any problems of you guys taking over the Dalton cleaning side of it. You understand what I'm saying? I felt a little leery about that, but I was like, okay, their ad agency will do that. But like I said, it's the constant, we need more information thing that was a trigger and a red flag for me. And it's not just me. It's also my partner as well. I can't make all the decisions on my own. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why we have two people that make decisions here. It keeps us safe. And when they don't feel safe and they feel exposed also, and they tell me to shut something down, I'm going to shut it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
that's where we are right now. It's a little bit more in depth than usual because in this case, we're reinstating a suspended profile. And essentially,
but that's my point. They sent me the verification code, and this is another red flag. Before we got the verification code, it was rerouted through the number that you guys gave us, and you guys had the verification code before we had it. That's scary, bro. You understand what I'm saying? That's something that should have came to us directly, and then we should have been able to give that information to you guys. You see what I'm saying? So basically, you guys have literally taken over our identity. You know what I mean? Because you guys are able to receive information that's supposed to be privy to us, and it's being rerouted into you guys before you got it. She said, oh, yeah, we've already used that verification code. It didn't work. They needed more information. We're like, what? You know what I mean? You didn't call and have to ask us for it. Like, that's what I thought the phone call was about.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of like our privilege with having that Google partnership. We can kind of get with those things and not have to burn you with them.
Exactly. And it's not even just you. It's Google alone. Like I told her, this is starting to get along the sides of a monopoly. And I broke it down to her. Like, this goes all the way back to the train. You know what I mean? They were charging people whatever they wanted to charge them in order for them to ride the train, the railway, and then they had to stop it.
Yeah, a little bit, man. But like, just within like those personal informations, it's purely Google asking for that. That's not us.
But
just
that's
wanting
my point.
Get,
that's what, this yeah. is what I'm, this is the reason why I just made that statement. If
right.
you let me finish the analogy, because now it's like Google is saying, okay, if you don't provide this amount of information, then you can't use one of the biggest information hubs or the biggest information hub in the world. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, and that's a monopoly. You know what I mean? It's textbook. You know what I mean? If we don't provide you, if you don't provide us with this, you can't utilize this. You see what I'm saying? Which is the reason why they broke up the, you know how this went. You know, there's a reason why
right.
they did, you know, it broke up the phone companies and everything else, because people were doing the same exact thing. When people hold access, it's inevitable. They start pressuring people into doing things, whatever they want, in order to have access to what they're doing. And it's going too deep. Like, there's no reason that they should need our socials and all of these different things. You understand what I'm saying? In order to verify
yeah.
us.
I get that.
Like, it's
yeah.
too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. And then it's not only us. And now you got my children. You understand what I'm saying? This is a gateway, especially in the information age that we're in, that once you get one, it becomes a spider web that they can travel within seconds. Nanoseconds.
Within that, if you're not wanting to go too far into like the personal information, there's the whole other option that's going to be a little bit less intrusive on that end, with just the
yeah.
video verification, where they essentially just create a new profile for you, and it's
yeah.
not near as intrusive. They don't need all this
tax
ID stuff.
Yeah, man, that stuff, I'm going to tell you, like I said, it's not just me anymore. Now my partner has gotten involved, and now they're really... You understand what I'm saying? They're really like, shut this down. So
yeah,
I don't know what we need to do in order to shut this down. We're a mom and pop. You know, we're very successful, believe it or not, as a mom and pop. You know, I've traveled 26 states. You know, we did business for 12 years as a contractor before getting out on our own. And we did well. I mean, we hit a lull, and we were just trying to ignite, you know, some business, so that we, as a honest, integral company, could get back up and start doing business. And it just seems like everywhere we turn, we're running into the same things these days, because it's such an information age that we live in, and everything is done so computerized that everything is more surface than substance.
And that's the
problem, and this is the conversation that I had with you before, and I'm not blaming you. I believe that, you know, from I'm usually a pretty decent judge of character. It seems like you're a pretty decent guy. You understand what I'm saying? But yes, these things are leaving us very, very, very. It's putting a bad taste.
100%.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got into this, I wasn't aware that we were going to have to get tax IDs or anything like that
yeah,
from you. Otherwise, I would have
yeah.
fair warned you for sure and just
yeah.
let that be known so you could relate that to your partner. But
yes.
in the sense of like, I get that, man. That's intrusive. You just started business
yeah.
with us. You've
yeah.
never met us
exactly.
in person.
I don't know you. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like
yeah.
I told her,
yeah.
somebody came
I
in today
that.
And they said they wanted to do business with you. And I asked her. I literally asked her this question 5 minutes ago. I said, would you turn over all of your kids' social security numbers and everything? I mean, because that's basically what they're asking. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
that's a red flag. And it should be. I would be, and I told her I would not be a good head of my household. I wouldn't be a good father. I wouldn't be, you know what I mean, if I allowed somebody just to walk into my house and be able to run ransack. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's basically what they're asking. So,
and that primarily came from us trying to release the suspension. That's why we got so involved and were able to get that verification, because we became your representative essentially for Google.
Yeah.
As for
yeah.
the other side of it, if we just created you from new, everything would be going directly from you to Google, and we wouldn't be
right.
as involved trying to plead your case, if that makes sense.
I got you. It makes
yeah.
sense. But I mean, at the same token, yeah, I mean, you, this is Google asking this. This just gave me a whole new dislike for Google. You know what I mean? And I'm being honest. I'm just being 100% honest with you. You know, I'm not, I just didn't fall off the tree yesterday. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, I was taught with, you know, from some good teachers, obviously, as you can see. I mean, this right here, this is a monopoly, bro. They're just doing it in an information way. And I noticed it too when I opened up just a regular account. I opened up a new account with them, and I said that to myself, and I said that to my wife. I said, this is starting to get out of control. Like the things that you have to, amount of things that you have to tell these people in order to gain access to using their website, to be able to use their hub, is ridiculous. Like, it's getting out of control. And it's only going to get worse now that we have, you know, a multi-billionaire at the helm, you know, with lobbyists and everything else. It's only going to get worse. But my point is this, that all that aside, I just would like to find out the information. So if you can find out what we need to do in order to go ahead and terminate the partnership, because we really didn't get up and going. You know what I mean? It's not really even up and going yet. So I don't know what we need to do, but I'm just asking if you could give me some type of insight so that we can just part ways and just kind of shake hands and go out.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely process that with you, man. It's just, I just want you to know that this isn't primarily just Google doing it for like their own greed to collect information off of you. It definitely can seem like that. And especially like they do have a lot of data behind them.
Yeah.
But primarily why they go through this whole process and why they get so detailed oriented with this is because in the last 2.5 years, they really tightened up their security.
I get that. But I'm going to tell you this. If it wasn't for me just going through an information, I had another advertisement company that just ran a full security check on us, background check, and when I say it was thorough, bro. They told us stuff that we didn't even know, and we wound up fixing it, and it put us in a better position business-wise because we didn't. That's the kind of stuff that – and I didn't have it, and I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Thank you for that. But we had to break our situation with them because they were started taking money unauthorized from our accounts. So that's what I'm saying. It's like we're always trading in, which this world is coming down to, the lesser of the evils. You know what I mean? And we just choose not to even deal with the evil at all at this point. You know what I mean? We have other means of income as well. This is just one aspect that we were trying to get off the ground. It's not that important to us that we would leave ourselves this vulnerable and leave our family this vulnerable. So that's all I'm saying. And I get where you're coming from. And I mean, the narrative sounds good about this whole security check, but I just had a security check done that didn't include any of this. That was way more thorough. And we didn't have to put in that type of information. And they found out things going all the way into our standing with the Maryland Tax Board.
Okay. And if I could just bypass this verification with you just filming a video of like some trucks and tools, would you still feel uncomfortable with us?
Nah, I do. I still feel uncomfortable because if a person showed you something that was alarming, would you still go forward? You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily you. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever. It's just the whole thing just seems a little uneasy at this point. And like I said, if it was just me, I probably would go forward. But it's not just me. It's also my business partner. And my business partner at this point is definitely on red hot alert and was like, shut it down immediately. So therefore, I have to concur, you know, definitely. Because this this is my business partner. So at this point, like I said, if you could go ahead and run the situation, we don't need a full refund. If you guys want to give us, I know you guys put work in, to pull a partial or terminate the contract, whatever we have to do. Because like I said, we didn't even get up and running yet. Can you please follow the information and figure out what we need to do in order to get that taken care of as soon as possible? Like I said, it's the weekend. This is kind of something we don't want to leave lingering for too long. So, you know, if you could give us a time frame of, you know, when we could go ahead and get this taken care of, I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to our head of finances and get this all processed. You should receive a full refund probably sometime next week, generally within 10 business days.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I apologize to you, Evan. You know what I mean? I know that you probably would have enlightened us with this if you knew this was coming. But, yeah, the people who came behind you definitely kind of – Yeah, and then when I asked them and I was posing questions to them, they weren't giving me good answers. Especially when we just went through a secure, like I said, we just got a security check recently, and they didn't need half the stuff that's being asked for. That was another red flag for us. And the security check was deep. Like I said, it went all the way into our Maryland business license and everything else, and our business standing and stuff and all of that. So. Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. And thank you for being so quick to call.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Too. I appreciate
it. Yeah, of course. Of course, man. Yeah, I'll get this all taken care of. And you should get that back soon.
Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.